Graduates of Laurentian University's Law and Justice program are doing more than learning about legal statutes and courtroom procedures. They're engaging with the law as a complex human and social phenomenon. This approach is not just academic, it's deeply rooted in the belief that law impacts every aspect of our lives, from the grand scale of human rights to the more intimate decisions around family life, community involvement, employment rights, and conflict resolution. Dr. James Ketchin is the coordinator of the Law and Justice English Language Program at Laurentian. He says, "Our approach is to study law as a social phenomenon rather than to look directly at the question of what particular laws are. That latter approach is what students receive as part of a law school education. We look to such questions as ways to illustrate and round out our study of the place of law in the wider society." Dr. Ketchin adds, "Such an approach allows us greater room and freedom to engage in historical, political, social, and philosophical explorations of legal phenomena and institutions. The focus is broader than the study of one or more legal domains as, say, contract law for instance. But certainly, our students are exposed to that as well. Students will still learn about criminal and other areas of law. The focus of the Bachelor of Arts program is to help students think critically about the institution of law and how it fits into the broader society of which it is a cornerstone in Canada. Engaging the Indigenous community. The English language program offers a range of courses, but Dr. Ketchin is excited about a new course next year called Indigenous Normative and Legal Traditions, which will be taught by a Laurentian Law and Justice graduate who also received their law degree. It will help students understand Indigenous issues from a legal perspective. For example, a graduate in Sudbury might be working on a case involving Indigenous land rights. The course will not only help them with the legal technicalities but will also help them approach the issue with sensitivity to the historical and social contexts around Indigenous law, making them compassionate problem solvers and allies for marginalized communities. The only program of its kind in Canada. Both English and French language programs have an introductory legal studies course, but the programs are different in important ways. The French program is unique in that it familiarizes its students to common law in French. Quebec and many French-speaking countries operate under civil law, a legal system different from the common law. Stephanie Martins, a professor in the Law and Justice, French language program says, "Our program is a blend of legal and linguistic diversity, where students learn the principles of common law, which governs the rest of Canada, while staying rooted in their French-speaking heritage." Fast track to law school. The French language program is one of its kind as it also has agreements with the University of Ottawa and the University of Moncton Law Schools, which allows a student, if they have the grade point average and meet other requirements, to enter an established law school after 3 years of study. Martins says, "Our students, if they fulfill the requirements, can complete a Bachelor of Arts and a Juris Doctor in Common Law in 6 years, rather than 7 years. The English language program does not offer the same path to law school admission." Other career opportunities. There are a multitude of career options for law and justice graduates. Besides a legal career, there are opportunities in teaching, public policy, law enforcement, and human resources. A significant number of students do pursue law degrees, and Dr. Ketchin believes the law and justice program gives them an edge in law school. "We believe our graduates have an advantage because they are familiar with terminology and legal concepts and how they work and interact. Our students have been very successful in law school." Impact on the community. Many law and justice program graduates attend law school elsewhere and then bring their knowledge and expertise back home to Sudbury, not only enriching the legal community but the region as a whole. In small, tight-knit communities in northern Ontario, the law becomes a tool for community empowerment. Whether they're involved in social work, policy development, or law, graduates can advocate for laws to improve health services, community services, and lobbying for such things as improved mental health services, advocating for the elderly, or protecting the rights of employees. Graduates understand that the law isn't just about interpreting regulations, it's about ensuring justice, fairness, and equity. Protecting individual rights. Graduates of the French language program are familiar with common law concepts in both official languages, which is certainly an asset in serving the Francophone community. Professor Martens says, French language graduates are uniquely positioned, for example, to protect a Francophone individual's rights in providing accurate translation. This can be crucial when legal jargon or complex testimony is at play, preventing misunderstandings that could affect the outcome of a case. This expertise bridges the gap and ensures that Francophones can fully engage with the justice system in their preferred language. Shaping the justice system. Laurentian University's Law and Justice Program graduates actively contribute to shaping systems that are more just, inclusive, and responsive to the needs of Sudbury and communities throughout Northern Ontario. The program teaches students that law is not just about regulation and punishment. It's about creating a society that is more compassionate and equitable, and individuals have an opportunity to thrive. Law and justice graduates bring a human-centered approach to law that helps create stronger and more connected communities. Discover the educational opportunities and career possibilities in Laurentian University's Law and Justice Program.